We continue Bezer Shemiz Baruch Hilchos Nida Simen Kuf Nun Tes Siv Zayin Kabadikus Elu. Whenever we speak about examination, Bein Behefsuk Tara Bein Shivas Shemay Nakiyim, whether we're speaking about a Hefsuk Tara, whether we're speaking about the Zayin Nakiyim, Tzrich and Liyos Bebeged Pishtan Lovin Yashin, a linen piece of cloth that's old and soft, Abitzema Geffen Cotton, Abitzema Lovin Naki, or white wool, clean, v'rach, and soft. That's what should be used for Hefsek Tara. It should be a piece of material that on which, if there is any blood, it should be noticeable. It shouldn't be too big or too small. Before it's actually used, one should examine it to make sure it's perfectly clean. It should be soft, and many people therefore try to use a piece of material that was pre-washed to soften it up. It should be put deep into the body, as far as where it goes when there's a bia, and it should be examined for any red dot. The vim e efshalo, if it's difficult for her to put it in so deep, this question comes up commonly with a kala who has not had this experience yet. So says that what should be done, tivdak akaponim kifrei kaicha efshuri, she should do what she can and not try too hard, because chas v'shalom, what we don't want is she should scratch herself and cause that should be an injury with them, which will only make a lot of shilas. But if possible, at least one examination should be a very deep one. A husband should teach his wife about these halachas. Not everybody knows these halachas. A kala who's doing bedika the first time, they should do the best they can. The bedika should be taught by day, not by candlelight. And there are those that are machmir, that there should be at least one bedika on the first day, on the last day, that done to sunlight. When somebody has a question on the bedika, they should ask it. The fact that the dam was on this cloth and it might have changed colors is irrelevant. Whenever you bring it, that's what the Rav pask. Based on that is the psak. If there's a stain during the Zayin Nakiyim, or I feel a rasa dam mamish, or even if she actually saw dam, she could conduct the Hefsek Tara that very day. As long as the Hefsek Tara is done at the proper time. And starting tomorrow, she starts counting the Shiva Nakim again. A Kala who saw dam before she gets married. If she'll wait 5 days, then the chasna, the wedding, will be before she can go to the mikvah. The kashlam litchas in the sun, and it's a circumstance where the wedding can't be pushed off. As tuchel afsik b'tarim yad b'yoyim shepaska, the day she stops seeing dam is the day she should do a hefsik tara, koinim ben eshmashas, or lispa b'machras, and start counting the next day the Zayin Nakiyim. Today, shetuchel litvah koinim b'chuppah, if that will help that she will be able to go to the mikveh before the chuppah, because ze adav tfei, this is a better approach, milasas a chuppah by the nida, when making a chuppah while she's still in nida. Simen kuf samach, hilchas chafifa. B'yoyim ashvi, b'yoyid yoyim, on the seventh day, while it's still day, koinu ben ashmashas, when it's before ben ashmashas, tirchat b'cham kol gufa heitev, she should wash her body in hot water well. We don't want to wait till the night, because we're concerned if we wait till the night, she'll be more in a rush And the chafifa is supposed to be done in a relaxed atmosphere, with no rush, that you should do it properly. The reason we should use hot water is because cold water could clump the hair. Befrat becomes a kamotim, she should make sure to wash herself wherever there's a crease in the body, or base a storim, parts of the body that are not that visible, between her toes, between her fingers, her belly button, inside her ear, inside her nose. But if the kol guf of makom shechayel lirois, she should examine her body, whatever she could see. Mashup yodeh hetiv, she should check herself. Shlo yisharla shum chatzitza shum luchlech, there should be nothing on her body. Gam tafach v'tayser hetiv and master kol sarasam, she should comb her hair well. The tas fasim sinet, she should separate them. Shlo yim et bilkos kshurus, that there should be no knots and they shouldn't be connected to each other. V'zois nekras chafifa, this is what's known as the chafifa. V'tzrich lasa b'chafifa at shetechshech, she should continue the chafifa until dark. She tidbal miyad lacha chafifa, she should be able to go to the mikveh immediately after the chafifa. Til chatchil tzrich liyos chafifa samach l'tfila. The chafifa and the tfila should be done right after the chafifa. V'gam she tech chafifa b'yoyim, the chafifa should do by, done by day. Okay, I'm meaning hakosher, and that's why the proper thing to do is shetaschal chafifa by joim, start chafifa while it's still day, tam shechad alayla, and continue till night. Sipes chafifa shemokim asaris, when you do chafifa on the hair, loitei bedovish mesabach asaris, don't use something that will cause the hair to get connected. Ubebarish on the karim zayif, noigam hakam, soap can be used, Shmenaka hetev, it cleans the hair of Enem Sabech. And one should choose a shampoo that has that causes the hair to separate, not the other way that it causes to clump. Sif gimel b'mokum shein merches beisit filah, in a place where there's no bath in the mikveh, el shechafefes b'beisah, she washes herself at home, v'akach ha'lech slitba, and then she only goes to the mikveh. Tisim ha'masreg, she should bring along with herself a comb, and she should comb her hair another time at the mikveh. If it's impossible for a woman to do chafifa by day, she could do it by night. She should be careful to do it properly, and she shouldn't rush. And that's why the minig is that a woman should spend at least 60 minutes doing chafifa. If she can't do any of the chafifa by night, she should do the entire chafifa by day. But again, always try to have the chafifa right before the tefillah. If she's going to the mikveh Friday night, she should do the chafifa Friday by day, but before she goes into the mikveh, even though it's Shabbos, she should wash herself with warm water that was warmed up before Shabbos, particularly in places that might have gotten dirty. She should, in general, after chafifa, before she goes to the mikveh, try to keep herself as clean as possible. If possible, she shouldn't eat if they're davening ma'ariv early. She should still not eat suda Shabbos until she goes to the mikveh, if at all possible. She should be most careful to try to finish the chafifa before Benishmashas, because we don't want her to chas v'shalom be mechalel Shabbos by doing something that may not be done on Shabbos. As far as lighting the candles, the best is she should go home. If she's doing the chafifa in the mikveh, she should go home and do the chafifa, light candles, and then come back to the mikveh. Or she tasa chafifa bebeisa. She should do, under these circumstances, the chafifa at home. And once she's doing the chafifa at home, then she she should light the candles at the proper time, and then she should go to the mikveh. If that's impossible, Yad Kabel, her husband should be the one. Her husband should be the one to light the candles. Vim Gam Zoisi Efshir, Tadlik, if that's also not possible, Tadlik v'tavarach al neres b'ode yom gadol, she should light and make the bracha on the candles Friday by day. V'tayim ha'kodim ha'loka, and she should say before she lights them, she'en ha'makabel Shabbos b'adloka zois, she's not taking on Shabbos with this lighting of the candles. Ki b'makam ha'tzorich, on the extenuating circumstances, mahani t'nai, such a stipulation is effective. Ava mashik tzas noyagos, Lavarch acha tefillah al neiris dolkim. There's some that have the candles lit in their home by someone else before they go to the mikveh. And when they come home from the mikveh and they already have the lit candles on at home, that's when they make the bracha. Tzrich levatel, that should be abolished. Kemevachs bracha levatel, that type of a bracha on candles that were already lit a long time ago and now it's already Shabbos is a bracha levatel. Sevav, v'makom shenagim litvah v'matzah Shabbos v'matzah yontif, in the place where they do tefillah, matzah Shabbos, matzah yontif, tzrichon l'shalom mayor rav, rav should tell them ech yisnag by kfifa, what they should do with the kfifa. Our meaning is that they do kfifa, if a woman is going to the mikveh matzah Shabbos, matzah yontif, they do the kfifa on Erev Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, they take a shower another time before they go to the mikveh. They should comb their hair, brush their teeth, and of course, examine their entire body to make sure that there's no chatzitza on the body.